We are joined here in the media center with the current Top Fuel number one qualifier, Mike Salinas. His pass of 3.687 seconds at 327.43 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Mike, can you talk about tonight's qualifying session and just kind of the day that led up to it?
Yeah, the day was a little crazy. The wind, we knew that the way the track was at Pryor, that it wasn't going to hold very much of anything. But this one, I actually saw Alan turn the car down. So I think it would have went a little bit better. And I know that he would have done it a little bit more too if he could have. But he's a genius at what he's doing. So the nice part about it is the car did exactly what we wanted it to do, get in the number one spot. And I think we broke the track record, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah. So all in all, I think we had a great run there for right off the trailer from our disappointment in Houston.
Track record set by Al Johnson last year here with Brittany.
Yeah, with Brittany. Well, what's funny, her crew was jumping up and down because it's the same crew that broke the track record. You know, so that's nice.
Questions for the media?
With the daytime runs tomorrow, I think that number will hold for number one?
You know, I don't count my chickens. We do it the way we do it in our camp is one round at a time. We're expecting Steve and everybody to step up because Antron's car is back, so that's good. He's struggled a long time, and the nice part about what we're looking for is I want to run these guys. I don't want to win because we spun the tires. I want to do like we did in Vegas. I want to run them so it's a true win because I don't think there's any honor in winning when you spin the tires. You know, I think you can do a lot better. And all of our team, the morale, everybody, they're pretty excited about it when we do like we're doing.
Any other questions?
Adam Duncan from Speed Sport. The track conditions obviously were a little bit, I don't know what you would call it exactly, but not ideal. Quite late, four Top Fuel cars got down the strip at a full pass. What were the track conditions like for you, and how did you adjust behind the wheel?
Actually, the nice part about working with Alan Johnson, Brian Houston, and Aaron Cave, these guys, they've been here before. I haven't been here as many times. They'll shut this thing down if it gets out of hand, but basically you run it to the end, and I felt a couple of quivers in there that it wanted to, you know, shake a little bit, but we just keep running it through, and Alan's been coaching me pretty good and just teaching me some really amazing things as a driver. So they know what they're doing, and they just basically let me go out there and they give me instructions how to run this thing and go, and it's working.
Thank you, and best of luck tomorrow.
Appreciate that. Thank you.